chat. Live healthy, live whole, live it in destiny. Loving you, Dr. Gina. Mind, body, and soul. Talk about what's on your heart. Be free, encouraging creatively. She does it all. Loving Dr. Gina. Dr. Gina's radio chat.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. We are live right now, and I just want to thank all of you guys for helping to make this show one of the number one internet shows across the country and all over the world. We just cannot thank you enough, and we thank you for sticking with us and just really, really, really rocking with us, you guys. You guys are awesome, and I just want to tell you how much we love you here at Dr. Gina's Radio Chat for sure. It is just such a blessing, and so I'm just honored and just appreciate the opportunity to just be able to minister to you and to love on you and to be of encouragement and et cetera, and all of that, okay? So this is just amazing to me that we can spend these Wednesdays together, because this is what it's all about. It's about us coming together and fellowshipping and getting encouraged and getting your week going. This is hump week. So, of course, you know, we want to make sure that the rest of your week is amazing. I know you got the rest of this day, and then you got the other 2 days to go, and then your weekend is here. So I want to give you something inspirational that you can actually take with you for the rest of the week to get you through, because the devil is busy, y'all. I'm telling you now, he is busy. There is no sympathy from him. He is the adversary, the enemy. There is nothing that he's not gonna let up. He's gonna try to pin you down and take you out for the count, and that's what it is. So if it's your character, if it's finances, if it's your health, or if it's a coworker or your boss or whatever it is, I'm telling you, you got to be strong to get through it, because the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. We know those that scripture, we know the word, and we know that we have to be just steadfast and unmovable, and it could be very, very, very challenging. I know, but guess what? We have each other, and we can encourage each other, and we can make this thing happen for us, and just allow God to do what he does best, which is just, he's just phenomenal in that way. Okay. So let's go on with the show. It's just me and Gina G, comedian Gina G with the trending T today. You know, it's summertime. People are on vacation, but you know what? It's us. And so this is what the show is about. Dr. Gina's Radio Chat is two Ginas together and bringing you a lot of fun and encouragement and love. Okay. But next week, we got a surprise guest, because we got some girl chat coming, and you don't want to miss that. All right. So today in D.C., it is mostly cloudy, 84 degrees, and our high is going to be 87. There are thunderstorms coming later on this afternoon, so be prepared for that, D.C. All right. Detroit, you are cloudy right now, 71 degrees. Your high is going to be 78. You got some sunshine coming and no rain all week long. Jacksonville, Florida, you are partly cloudy, 84 degrees, and your high is going to be 91. You got clouds coming, no sunshine. London, you are 72 degrees right now. You're going to wake up to 59 degrees. You're going to be partly cloudy as well tomorrow. Good weather for you. Los Angeles, you are 68 degrees. Your high is going to be 81. You got nothing but sunshine in the sunny lands of California, Cali. All right, Augusta, Georgia, you are 88 degrees and sunny. Your high is going to be 94. And you got sunshine all the rest of the day. South Australia, you're 48 degrees right now. You're waking up to 39 degrees. Your high tomorrow is going to be 62 and a lot of sunshine. Hawaii, you are 57 degrees right now. You're waking up to 58 degrees. Showers tomorrow. Your high is going to be 69. Puerto Rico, you are 78 degrees right now. Mostly cloudy. You got thunderstorms coming all the rest of the afternoon, and you're going to be waking up to 71 degrees. Your high tomorrow is going to be 84. Australia, you're 46 degrees. Right now, you're waking up to 38 degrees. I don't think I said you, but if I did, I'm going to repeat it. You're going to be high 55 degrees tomorrow, partly sunny. Okay. All right. I got some words to share with you guys. I'm telling you, for the last 3 weeks, I have been really challenged with my very being. And I hope that this encourages someone. You have these times and seasons where it's just unfamiliar. Like things are just really different and you don't know how to put your finger on it. You can feel it in the atmosphere. You can feel it just within your soul. You can just feel it. Something is just different and you're not really sure what it is, if it's something wrong or if it's something that's changing or if it's something that God is doing. I don't know. It's just a weird time when things shift. And I know last year I was in a car accident. Praise God. It is the end of July because it was, you know, because I was just like, you know, I'm just praying myself through because I just want the rest of the summer to be smooth and just, you know, just praying things into existence and affirming things and declaring things and things like that. And just really trusting God. We have seasons and things where we get distracted and unfocused. And sometimes we may seem ungrateful and selfish and we've waited too long and it might be some complaining going on, but we're really not saying it, but it's in our hearts because God knows what's in our hearts. And people be saying, God knows my heart. He sure do. He knows, you know, that you, if you're unforgiven, he knows if you, you know, if you're bitter, if you're resentful, he knows all of those things that you may not say, but he knows what's in your heart. So I have just really been going through this thing about just turning 50, living life. What season am I in? What's expected? What am I supposed to do? And I know some of you go through those same things, but I want to go through this scripture here in Ephesians chapter. Let's see, what scripture is it? I want to give you this scripture. One second. But yeah, it's just been, really just one of those things where you just really just want to, you trying to figure it out, but you really can't figure it out because you got, this is where you really have to trust God. So in Ephesians 3:20, I don't know why I thought six, because I should know this scripture by heart. It says, now to him who is able to do immensely move. Okay, wait a minute. Okay, because you know what, y'all? I need some new glasses. That's what I need. Now, okay, let me read it out of the King James. That would be better because I can see it. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can ask or think according to the power that worketh in us. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ever ask or think. I want to read it out of the Amplified. Now to him who by in coincidence consequence, now to him who by in consequence of the action of his power that is at work within us is able to carry out his purpose and do super abundantly far over and above all that we dare ask or think, infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, hopes, or dreams. Gosh, I need a new prescription. I got to make time for my prescription. But I don't want to take away from the scripture. I love when it says, now to him who by in consequence of the action of his power that is at work within us. So that power that he is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can ever ask or think, that power of him doing that is within us. So how, what does that look like? How do we work that without taking over our lives when we're supposed to submit and surrender to him and allow him to move, lead us everywhere, that our steps are ordered by him and that that we live and move and have our being by his spirit. What does this look like? Because I know sometimes it's so tempting that when you get a rhythm of something, then it's like, okay, I got this. And you kind of like, you know, go on with your confidence and go on and do it. And then all of a sudden something shifts, God shifts something. And it's just like, oh gosh, what just happened? I think that we have to understand that no matter what you have done or think that you have done or you're not certain where you are, just remember that God has the final say. I thought about Samson and Delilah, and I think about these distractions that the adversary sends, because his job, like I said, is to steal, kill, and destroy. He wants us to be distracted so much that we don't feel like our prayer life is not meaning anything, and our worship means nothing. Like everything we're doing is for nothing. And that is so far from the truth. God wants us to come closer to him. And I know when things happen, we tend to kind of freeze up and numb up, or if we're disappointed, we just, go into a slight depression. Don't want to do anything anymore. Don't want to, just go on with the same thing because we haven't seen any results. But I want to assure you that God is not finished, and he will do exceedingly and abundantly above all that you could ever ask or think. With Samson and Delilah, I thought about that whole thing with him and how strong he was and how he was distracted by Delilah and how Delilah was setting him up to steal his power and stuff. And we can kind of relate to that because that's what the adversary does. He comes to try to take away our confidence, which is in our joy and our peace, which is our strength and our confidence and our power with our Father. And so I thought about that, but I love the fact that at the end of it all, even though he died at the end, he did what his assignment was supposed to do. He took care of business. And I want you to know that God is not finished. Now, we can either go through this, and he has the final say. We can either go through life limited in our blessings, or we, just going through worrying and not having the peace. But God is still spoken a word over you. And the Bible says that his word will return to him non-void. So whatever it is, I guess I can explain to you guys this. My thing is that I don't care what nobody say. I don't care what I've done. I don't care what I've said. I'm going to continue to get up, repent, and fight so hard to not repeat the same thing or stay in the same negative circle. I don't want the same negative cycle. I don't want to go further away like the prodigal son and spend up all, use up all of my blessings and be out there with the pigs and the swine and all of that. I don't want that life. I done came out of that. I don't want that back. Now, when he came back, the father celebrated him and gave him the best robe and as a ring and gave him a celebration party and all that stuff. That is how our Father is. First of all, he loves you so much that nothing can separate his love from you. Nothing, no death, nor hell, no nothing, no lie, no cheating, no nothing can separate his love for you. And we have to continue to remember that. And we have to continue to remind ourselves that he has the final say. So whenever I think about David, there's so many examples. David was in the cave and he was sitting up there going through, you guys, he was going through, he was in agony. He was like, they trying to kill me. I don't have nobody. I'm by myself. He said I was going to be a king, but I'm in this cave hiding. And I don't know if he had food. I don't know what was going on, but guess what? He would remind himself of how good his Father is, how good our Father is. And we have to do that. It's hard, I know, because sometimes our thoughts can go so deep that we just really lose sight of what's really reality. I used to always say this, and I don't know how, this is just something that I got off track with. And I want to say this to you. When I first got into prayer and I was learning how to pray and I was being trained in ministry and everything, I remember the mother used to always say, Mother Vassar would always say, because she would come to prayer all the time. And even though she was in pain, she would always come and she would say that this is not reality. My reality is that I'm healed and made whole. This is an illusion. And I would always remember that. So whatever's going on may seem real because it's in the natural and it's manifested. But the reality is that God is still in control and he has the final say. And that even though something bad has happened, as traumatic has happened, something disappointing has happened, somebody let you down, somebody said something, somebody did something, the fact of the matter is that his word will never return void. I have to remind myself of that. When I have down periods like that and I'm not on the road as much and, you know, the devil want to say certain things and, you know, want to put ideas in your head and people questioning you, because, you know, with people, you end one day and out the next. But with God, he just giving you some rest. But with people, it'll be like you a has-been. You ain't doing no moves. You yesterday's news. You ain't one hit wonder and blah, blah, blah. But with God, he is never finished. He is always evolving. And sometimes he wants us to have rest. Sometimes it's time just to get in a quiet place to spend with him. Sometimes it's more stuff that he wants to give us revelation from so we can come back even more powerful. So I don't want you to get discouraged. He will do exceedingly and abundantly above all that you can ever ask or think, and whatever you dare think, whatever you thought, whatever somebody, especially more than somebody else thought concerning you. So I want you to know that God has got you, and just rest. I know it's hard, and I know the social media got you flipping through and wondering when you're next and when is my turn, and oh my gosh, she got married, and oh, he got married, and why I'm single still, or whatever the situation, why am I still struggling, or whatever your why is, whatever it is. Just be thankful that you still get up every day. God is not punishing you. I'm just shutting the devil's lies down today. I'm sorry, y'all. I mean, because you should know the thoughts that has been going on, the things that he's been trying to get me distracted with for the last 3 weeks, I'm able to come and stand and tell you this. I've heard a lot of stories from other people. I've counseled. I've gone through my own situations and stuff. And you know what? You just get tired of just entertaining the enemy. You just get to the point where, you know what? I know who I belong to. You might not know who you are, but you better know who you belong to. And if you belong to the Most High God, he's got all kind of power in you. All he doing is waiting for you to get up, Rocky, and start swinging back at that devil. That's what he waiting for. And stop crying and whining and saying, why me? Get up and say, why not me? Because remember that Jesus went through everything just for us. So we are sons and daughters of the Most High God, and we are part of the royal priesthood. We are kingdom children. We are siblings, really, to Jesus. He's our savior, our deliverer, but he's our sibling. He's our brother. We're sons and daughters of the Most of God. And so he's his son. So we're his sons and daughters. So we are siblings. So the same thing that he went through for the souls to be set free, for people to be delivered, for people to get revelation, for the light to be shined, for people to have breakthroughs, you're going to go through something. And you know what? And I sat there and I was thinking to myself, why am I feeling so bad about going through anything? And you just got to shake it off and say, you know what? I'm honored, because what I'm going to do is, instead of me worrying about me going through it, because it's for the multitudes. Your testimony will set the multitudes free. So once you come out of that slump, once you come out of that bondage, and you start standing up, and you start swinging back, and you start pulling out your swords out of your quiver, and you start fighting that devil back, them demonic spirits, them lies, the soothsayers, the naysayers, the witchcraft, the white magic, the black magic, you got to start fighting. And I'm telling you, fight in the spirit, because God says vengeance is mine. It's not about getting the last word. It's not about saying something back. Let people think what they want to think. Don't worry about what they're thinking. You can't figure out nobody else's thoughts. You can't even figure out your doggone thoughts. So don't worry about what they're thinking. You have to have the peace of mind, the peace that passes all understanding, to trust your Father that he will deliver you to the next level of your life. And if you're so focused on one thing, then you have made that a God over your Father. So even if you're single and you get lonely and you want somebody to talk to, there's therapists, there's friends. If you don't have that, you always have your worship music. You always have your Father. You have things. It's just that we're so accustomed to what will make it feel good or feel better or make it go away. But I'm telling you, if we want to do something, please lift your hands up and tell God, thank you for loving me so much. Thank you that if I just if I just look past the distraction, I can see you. Let me see you. You know, talk to him like David did. If you got to read through Psalms to encourage you. I know it's hard, but God has got you. And it's a lot of good things that he has in store for you because you haven't even thought of them. If you thought of it, he's beyond that. If you figured it out and put it together and know who you're going to contact, then that you might want to pray about it and see if that's even him. Because things that has happened in my life, I didn't even think about it. I never dreamt about it. I couldn't have never brought the people that came into my life the way he did. The favor, the grace, the mercy, and I pray for each and every one of them. I'm so appreciative for each and every one of them. And seasons change. People come, people go, they stay and et cetera, or they don't. But, you know, the journey, I'm just so thankful that I can say that I've been able to do the things that I've been able to do because of God. So I just want you to be encouraged about that. And I love you. That's Ephesians 3:20. He would do. And y'all pray for me because I need to make time to get me some glasses. I mean, really, it's ridiculous. Now to him who by in consequence of the action of his power that is at work within us is able to carry out his purpose. It's his purpose and do supernaturally, super abundantly, far over and above all that we dare ask or think, infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, hopes, or dreams. That's the Amplify. All right, you guys. Next, we're going to take a commercial break, and we got Gina G joining me with the Trinity. We'll be right back after these messages.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince. One woman's story is everyone's struggle in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I'm super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord and he ministered to me, he put that in my spirit, health and soul. And he said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what he wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
Hi, this is Bernadette Stanis. You know me as Thelma from the TV show Good Times. I've just written a book called The Last Night, A Caregiver's Journey Through Transition and Beyond. And right now you are listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Well, all right, Gina G with the Trinity. Hey, Gina G with the Trinity. What she say? She got the Trinity. Trinity with Gina G. What she say? Got the Trinity. What's up, Gina G?
Well, what is going on, everybody? Good morning.
Good morning.
It is a lovely sunny day here in Virginia. So I have some tea, Gina, because it's a lot going on, okay? So let's just talk about this tea together. How about that? Can we do that? Because I know you're going to have some input on this tea. Because I got some tea now, okay? So we're going to start with some good news, okay? Let me give you some good tea. Let me pour it nice and right for you. So Ethiopia has planted more than 350 million, listen to me, 350 million trees in the last 12 hours, okay? To fight climate change. So I'm just saying, America, we need to get with the program. Because Ethiopia, honey, look here, they didn't planted 350 million trees in 12 hours. That's why Trump can't get that wall. He got the wrong people trying to build it. Because Ethiopia is coming through, honey, 350 million trees to fight climate control, which is wonderful, you guys, because our poor little planet is so suffering. So that's a good thing that Ethiopia did. So speaking of climate change, I don't know if you know, but a few days ago in Las Vegas, they had nearly like hundreds of thousands of grasshoppers. that were dissenting from it. Right, they were like kind of like flying lotus, Gina. They were, when I tell you, everywhere. They were at, filled the sky. Okay, so the intromyologist, he claims that everything is okay, and he assures us not to worry. But because due to like a wet winter or like a wet spring, these grasshoppers descent, which I have never ever seen. I mean, if you go on CNN on Instagram, you will see the video. And I'm telling you guys, it was literally grasshoppers everywhere filling the sky. So, I mean, even though they're not harmful, it's just gross. Like, ew, I ain't got time for no grasshoppers, okay? We have a six-year-old boy who was killed. He was one of the three that was killed in California on Sunday while attending the Gilroy Garlic Festival, which is a festival that they have been having for over 10 years. But a gunman snuck into that festival and just opened fire, killing three people. 11 people were injured. The suspect was killed by police officers. You know, but it's just terrible that, you know, the fear, how easy it is to get a gun. We have so much fear now to do things that we've been doing for so long. I mean, this Garlic Festival is a family-friendly place in California, and they have it every year for over 10 years. And this year we had someone decide that he wanted to act a fool. So there is a suspect, a second suspect, they think, but the police are on it right now. Actually, nearly 100,000 people, Gina, oh my goodness, get this. Nearly 100,000 people have signed a petition to move Halloween. Listen to me. Move Halloween to the last Saturday of October. And 100,000 people have already signed this petition. I don't know what these folks want to do. They want Halloween to be on a Saturday. I don't know. Halloween has never been, you know, my personal favorite holiday.
Mine
so
either.
I am not signing no petition for Halloween to be moved, but they are trying to get Halloween to be moved to the last Saturday of October. So I guess every year Halloween will be on a Saturday. If that's the case, I mean, what about the kids dressing up at school? You know, my son doesn't do it. You know, my son doesn't, he hasn't celebrated Halloween since he was about 4 years old when he came to me and he told me that Halloween seems like the devil's birthday. So he doesn't want to celebrate. I haven't bought a costume. I haven't bought candy. I mean, in almost 10 years. So I appreciate it. But I mean, what's about all those people that, you know, they dress their kids up or they go to work and, you know, so I don't know, but it's just weird that people are trying to move holidays. So we're going to have Christmas. I want Christmas on Sunday then. I want Christmas to be first Sunday of December. How about that? Let's change Christmas. We're going to change Christmas then so we can always give praises to the Lord on Christmas Day. Gina, there's so much tea. Oh, my God. So do you know who Mario Lopez is?
No.
Okay, so Mario Lopez. Oh, yeah, you don't know because you never watched Saved by the Bell. Yeah, I remember that story. So Mario Lopez played Slater on the 90s show Saved by the Bell, and now he does Extra, which is like a, you know, an entertainment, you know, entertainment news about celebrities and stuff like that. Anyway, he is facing backlash right now because he stated that it was dangerous for parents to allow their kids to go into transition.
What do you mean?
Let it sink in. Transition to, you know, into transgender. You know, like if a girl wants to be a boy or if the boy wants to be a girl. Mario says it's very dangerous. Mario stated that they're still a kid. You know, you should not be letting your kids make adult decisions. So he is getting a lot of backlash from, you know, that community, the LGBTQ community. So he's getting a lot of backlash, which on that level, Gina, I really don't know if I have a say-so on it because that's not anything that I'm facing. But to have kids make an adult decision does seem a little, you know, a little far-fetched. So we're gonna let him have that, but I just wanted everybody to know that right now he is fighting for that statement stating that it's dangerous. So I think kids should be kids and stay in a kid's place, like this 16-year-old boy that won $3 million in Fortnite World Cup.
I told my son, as much as you play that, you better bring a check. I'm sorry. Now, you know what? I don't understand all that doggone money. You should at least bring 10 grand home. 5,000 would make me smile.
But I'm trying to tell you, this is the highest
running up my doggone electric bill for playing a game, and y'all don't get no check, no dinner, no nothing.
Me neither. I'm telling you right now, this is the largest payout for a single player. Now, the tournament was in New York at Arthur Ashe Tennis Stadium. And, I mean, I just can't imagine a room full of teams playing Fortnite. Because, like you said, my son works my nerves. So to be in a whole tennis center with all these teams playing Fortnite, I mean, I just can't even imagine my son telling me, Mama, I won $3 million playing this video game that you tell me I need to quit playing. So, parents... Give your son tonight, this is on me, give your son tonight an extra 10 minutes on that game, because he could be practicing to win that $3 million for you next time, okay?
I know
it's
that's
so much
right.
Fun. There's so many protests, Gina. There's protests everywhere. They're protesting in Hawaii because they want to stop construction of a big, giant telescope that they're trying to put on Mauna Kea, which is a dormant volcano, but it's at the highest peak of Hawaii. And, of course, the government wants to build a giant telescope, and the people of Hawaii are saying that it's sacred ground, that they don't want anyone up there building. And I'm thinking about the volcano. Y'all going up there drilling and shaking around, y'all might get this volcano stirred up. So I'm with the Hawaiian protesters. Y'all leave it alone. The Rock actually showed up yesterday to Hawaii to just be a part because, you know, he is part Samoan. He is Samoan and black. So he went to Hawaii to, you know, just show his support. So it's a great thing. They're not only protesting in Hawaii, they're protesting in Puerto Rico to get Governor Rico Rossello out of there. The people want this man out of government. He has stole money. He has killed his own people. He claims that he's not going to run next year, but the people of Puerto Rico are not happy with that. They want him out now, just like we want Trump. Just like we want Trump out now. We just haven't had as big protests as everybody else. But Trump was here in Williamsburg, Virginia yesterday, stopping traffic because that's pretty much all he did. Because I didn't hear anything else about...
Are you going to answer the phone at work?
Oh, no. I am... That is not my job, okay? I am on Dr. Gina's radio chat.
Girls, it's so crazy. It's just a crazy day.
This is live radio.
I know, right? And that's what people don't understand. I see why people they scared to do live radio because anything can happen.
Anything can happen.
I was saying... I don't know if you heard it, but while I was doing my little ministerial minute, I don't know. I don't know if I was still on air or not.
Yeah. It cut out on me. I was like, wait, I was feeling it. And then I said, wait, where'd she go? It's live radio, people. So please bear with us. And it's so funny because this clinic is not even open yet. So whoever is calling, they're literally, it has to be a telemarketer. We're not even open yet. So I apologize for that, beautiful people of the world.
No, don't worry about
it. Radio.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I was just...
It is okay. It is okay, Gina. But yeah, Trump, he's been around. He's also trying to help, you know, the American rapper ASAP Rocky, who is right now he's in jail in Sweden. He went on trial yesterday and pled not guilty, but supposedly there's video of him fighting a minor. I don't know if the boy was a minor or what have you, but supposedly he has video of the young man harassing him, and the video that's circulating is him defending himself. So Trump has tried to get him out.
This is the thing about that. I got it, because I woke up this morning with that in my spirit. I don't know why. I mean, I do pray that he has mercy, that they give him mercy, and that they do not lock him up, and especially in Sweden, and that they will find him and he can move on with his life, learning a very valuable lesson.
Valuable lesson.
The lesson that I want to share with everyone is that nothing gives you a right to put your hands on anybody. I don't care if they're taunting you. If they have not put their hands on you and they just following you around taunting you like a gnat or a big old bully, you need to go in your room and or lock yourself in your room, get in a car, get away. But nothing gives you the right to put your hands on somebody if they did not put their hands on you.
That's right.
I mean, I get it. It's sad. It's a really, 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 you know, sensitive situation, because I would be devastated if my child was overstuck in Sweden and they saying the conditions are bad. They're saying, you know, that they're giving them an extreme, you know, penalty, and before he was even charged and all of that. But we have to understand that. I mean, it's sad, but, you know, it's. I hope this teaches these girls and these young boys, you cannot put your hands on somebody because of words.
No.
You cannot.
Nope.
You know, with all that Jesus went through, everything that he went through, he didn't put his hands or say a word.
That's right. So
the example is, okay, so you got a big mouth and you might say something back, but your thing is know that you who you are and know that the consequences behind it could be very severe. That's really the bottom line. You just cannot put your hands on somebody because they talk and jump and they following you around. I mean, that, you know, you can't do that. I mean, I don't know. Do you agree with that?
I agree with you, Gina. I really do. And you know what really bothers me about this particular situation is the fact that Trump is only trying to help this gentleman because, for one, this gentleman has been recorded saying that he doesn't really care about the whole Black Lives Matter movement. Okay.
He said that?
Oh, yes. ASAP Rocky has said that. That is why he doesn't have the love of the people trying to help him get out. He has Trump trying to help him get out. But he has stated numerous times that Black Lives Matter has nothing to do with him. He's a rich Black boy. And it has nothing to do with him. This is, quote, you know, end quote. This is speculation. I've heard him say it on an Instagram video. But, of course, you know, I don't know ASAP Rocky. But Trump is basically trying to say, if you don't let him out, it's a devastation to the Black community. Excuse us? It is not going to be a devastation to the Black community because it wasn't like he was Nipsey Hussle, someone that was, you know, for the community, getting jobs, getting food. He's just a rapper that went over there to Sweden and thought he could put his hands on somebody and get away with it. You know, so the whole Trump trying to support the African-American community is just hilarious to me, Gina. And anything to gain votes, anything to you know, just – and make it seem like he cares for Black people is just, it's appalling to me how low he would go. And I also read that Kanye West and Kim Kardashian told Trump that if he got ASAP Rocky out of this situation, that the Black community would love him more.
Oh, boy. Oh, yeah, this is crazy.
Yeah,
what is happening?
This is deeper than
is blowing my mind.
Yeah. This is deeper than we thought. I'm telling you, Gina, it's a publicity stunt. Everyone is trying to do this publicity thing right now because of election is coming up. You know, you have governors and, you know, you have senators, you know, promoting, of course, racism and segregation in our country yet again. You have people that own stores. There's a store here in Virginia, and the gentleman has a billboard above his store that has all of the women of color that are in that are running for Congress right now, and it states that they're all idiots. And there is absolutely nothing that anyone can do about it because it's his billboard and he's paid for it. So right now, I would love for the world to continue to pray for America. It's hard to say that we deserve a prayer because I can only imagine how other countries, you know, view America. But there are some Americans, people that are not okay with what is going on in America, and is trying to do something about it, or is trying to do their best in their household to make sure that hatred and things of that nature don't spill out into the world. It's horrible, Gina, what's going on right now in America with this, with these politicians and with the Democrats. There's over like 30, you know, Democrats running for president. Like, really, people? I haven't even heard of this before. I've never heard of so many, you know, candidates running for office. It's like they just want,
I don't know. They say it, it's like that at first, but I've never heard of it. I guess because,
I've
younger and just, you know, as I get older and just, you know, we were safe with Obama and now, it's like everybody's really paying attention to so much now and everything.
So
and you got Cardi B involved and she's, talking to everybody. And
it's
a lot. I don't really know what to really say about the politics. I just don't. I don't know what to say about it because you got everybody of influence saying something, and that's like, who's got the most influence? Kim Kardashian, I'm saying that, that can make, a whole lot of people end up voting for, Whereas Cardi, she has an audience, but is it topping Kim and Ye? I mean, I don't know.
The thing with Cardi B to me, and it's just her deliverance. The young lady might have a lot of things to say, and she's really, really, getting into this politics. It's just, when you are, like in ministry, I'll say ministry. Like in ministry, you're set at a higher standard than everyone else because people feel like, you did everything it takes to be a minister. You're close to God, so then you should be able to handle it and do things accordingly. Those rules are out the door, Gina. They are, as far as politics, they are letting any and everyone have the floor. It's no one is set at a different standard than anyone in politics right now. Everybody is on the same accord. If Cardi B could run for president, she would run for president.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? And she might win due to her popularity. But her deliverance is not the what she's doing in politics, and then what she's doing in music to me is contradicting. But hey, that's just my little small opinion. It's not going to make or break no one's career. It's just I feel like these people are held to higher standards, and for them to act the way and say the things that they say, it's very hurtful. It doesn't make any sense to me at all. So.
Mm-hmm.
Gina, it's just so much going on, sister. There's just so much tea that we could be teed up for the next 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah, we're going to take a commercial break and come back and try to sum it all up and give the good people something good to leave with. Because, it's been fun. Yeah. And, this is all the stuff that's going on. And, how do we deal with it? It's sad. I know I feel kind of heavy,
actually. It's very heavy.
I do.
Don't no
We're going to take a commercial break. Put on a good drop, Doug. Make us laugh.
The Keys Against the Enemy is a 90-day spiritual devotional boot camp. The keys is authority. In Matthew 16:19, Jesus tells Peter that he's given the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and that whatever he binds on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever he loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven. So the keys actually is power and authority, the heavens that God has given us, that we could do the same thing. The keys against the enemy is literally the maturity through the years that God has really developed me into a prayer warrior. I want you to feel empowered. I just want you to know that you are a warrior, that you are an overcomer, a victor. I want you to know that you have all authority against the enemy and all of his wiles and all of his tactics. You can go on thekeysagainsttheenemy.com. So many things is going on with the Keys Against the Enemy. Go purchase your book and find out whatever's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy.
Love drive your leadership. God does. In his new book, Love Leads, Dr. Steve Green teaches you how to love as a leader. Love Leads is now available on Amazon or anywhere books are sold. Get your copy today to make the difference you've been praying for.
Hey, everybody. This is Gary Hines from the Grammy Award-winning Sounds of Blackness with
Ann Mesby.
And you're listening to
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Something like that, I don't know.
Yeah, that's good, I think. Let's try that one.
All right, you're trying again now.
Hey, everybody, This is Gary Hines from the Grammy Award-winning Sounds of Blackness with...
Ann Nesby.
And you're listening to...
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Ah, my bad. Dr. Gina's Radio. Oh, my God. Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Here we go. We
okay,
got it right. This time,
Doug. You know what? Hey, everybody, this is Gary Hines from the Grammy Award-winning Sounds of Blackness, and we are with...
Ann Nesby.
And you are listening to Dr. Gina's
Radio Chat.
I'm just going to say, on one, Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, on one now.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Radio Chat.
Just say it together.
Sure. Or a part.
I do like one, two, three, Dr. Gina's Radio, just to get a rhythm to it. Is that okay?
Sure.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Ready? And one, two, three. Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Maybe if you sang it.
Ann is a singer extraordinaire, and I am not.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Yes.
That's so funny. Well, anyway, you were in town on Saturday for the Fake Famous Tour with Barry Naylor. Is that his name?
Barry Naylor, yep. Mm-hmm.
Yep, and he was the host. He hosted it at Bus Boys and Poets in Hydesville. I had a great time spending time with you. You were actually a hit, girl.
Thank you so much.
As always, as always.
We had comedian Woo Woo. We had Shay Clemmings, and we had Frenchie French, who was the headliner of the night. And when I tell you, just a fun night full of like laughter and fun. I mean, it was just a great show from beginning to end. You know what I don't really understand, Gina, is how people come to comedy shows with their arms folded. I ain't never really been. I just don't understand how people do that.
They trying to hold it in and shut you out just in case y'all come for them, I guess. I don't know. Nervous.
But it's so funny to me. Like, I'm like, why would you come to a comedy show and have your arms crossed? Oh, my God. But, you know, for those that got their laugh on, I loved it so much. We had such a good time. It's always good to see my sister come through. You looked absolutely fabulous.
Oh, gosh.
You looked so good. I mean,
thank you.
People, you guys need to check out her Instagram and her Facebook. I mean, I'm just saying, Gina's 50 years old, people, okay? Now there's rules to the game, and people say, you know, you got it.
What's the rules, Gina?
People say, if you got it, you flaunt it. And then there's some people that say, you got it, keep it covered. Listen to me. My sister is single, she's beautiful, and she is 50. And if you got a problem with a little toe, a little leg, a little knee, you know, a little shoulder, then that's just going to have to be your problem. Because I tell you right now, when I get 50, baby, if my little leg can be out in a dress, best believe it's going to be out in a dress. You know, I think people are just so worried about the wrong things in life right now. You know, life is right now, it should be about family. It should be about self-love and self-happiness. That way that you can love and be happy with other people. Judging people by what they're wearing is so, like, eighth grade to me. I remember judging people in eighth grade, like, oh, my God, look at her shoes. You know, like, you know, that is what children do. As an adult, I mean, we got to let it go. It does not matter what anyone wears, what anyone does. It's their heart and what they do for other people that should be their legacy. You know, I'd be doggone if something happened to me today and the first thing they say, that's why she was bald-headed. Always had her hair in braids, didn't never wear her hair. Like, wait a minute. What about all the other stuff I didn't did? That don't even matter no more. You only worried about the superficial. So all I got to say is 50 and fabulous, 50 and fine. If you got it, people, you flaunt it, period. That's just my decision. Unless, you know, you're in a Muslim, you know, relationship, or that's your culture and you do the cover-up thing, yes. But here in America, as an American, if it's hot outside, we're going to wear shorts. That's all I'm saying.
Well, this is the thing. Nowadays, you know, especially in the ministry now, people are wearing like tank tops now, and, you know, they're wearing, you know, bustiers, you know, and their dresses where they're strapless dresses with their, you know what I'm saying? Or they're doing legs, or they're doing, and I just feel like things are, if it's tasteful, you know, that's because that it becomes something that you have to like kind of, you know about for yourself, like where you're going and, you know, what you're representing, things like that. But like, I try to do, like, if I have my legs out, I don't want my boobs. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to have my top out. Exactly. I don't want all of that going on. I can do one or the other, but I'm not, and I work out, I work hard. You know what I'm saying? Every day, all throughout the day. And, you know, it's just kind of like, I don't know. I just, sometimes it's nice to get dressed up and be a girl, you know, because I wear sweats all the doggone time. If you look through my social media, you see me mostly in what? Sweat stuff. Unless I'm like, you know, I haven't had a photo shoot in a while and I'm planning on doing that. But I wear sweat stuff all the time. Or, you know, that's it. That's all you see. If you look through my social media, that's it. That's it. Yeah. So when I get dressed, I want to be dressed. That's, you know, I just want to be nice and pretty and girly. Yes. That's all.
and you look amazing. And I believe for anyone, you know, that's including me. To me, it's just tasteful. You know what I mean? You know, it's just tasteful. That's just like telling a woman, you, because you have that on, you deserve to be raped. That, come on. You guys are killing me out here. They're killing me, Larry.
Yeah, but that's just, you know, that's just how it is. And that's what I'm saying. You know, I was saying earlier that, you know, just these last 3 weeks, just really going through learning more about myself and worrying less about what people think. Because really, at the end of the day, I've seen so much, and, you know, I have talked to so many people and I've seen so many different things, and I still got love for everybody. And my thing is that I don't judge, but I don't care if you're judging me. Like, I just don't care. Cause my thing is, it's like calling the kettle black. That's how I look at it. I just feel like, okay, so you're not wearing, you know, a short dress, but you might be doing some other stuff, or you may not be, you know, drinking wine, but you lying to everybody. I mean, like, it's like, I just don't judge you. So, and I don't care what you say. That's where I'm at this age. Because I think at the beginning of ministry, I was doing so much like what everybody was saying to do. And, you know, and I needed that structure to get out of what I was in. But I've learned through the years how God loves us unconditionally. And no, you do have to have a standard, and you do have to have, you know, certain things. And that those are your convictions. And I know that my father would tell me, you know what, don't do that anymore. Like, you know, you done did that, but I don't want you to do that no more. And then I know not to do that anymore. He has a way of hiding you because of your intentions and, you know, where your heart is. And he has a way of covering you and protecting you from it going any further. Like, you know, he has a way to turn people's hearts so he can take stuff out of people's phones. He'll, you know, allow the phone to get broke or go in the water and get messed up. Like, I'm just saying, because, you know, a lot of people do a lot of things and we don't know all that people do. And until somebody, you know, really, you know, cruddy tries to reveal it all, you know, in public, you know, in social media and stuff. But it's a lot of stuff that we don't know that's going on that is going on. So I'm kind of, I guess I'm kind of the example of, I'm living my life out loud. And I'm not confessing to be a professional at this thing, because I was just like everybody else. He picked me up when I was in the gutter. And I'm just honored to be able to say anything about him at all. I'm just grateful for where I am because I never thought that I would be here. And so I'm still learning just like everybody else. But I'm also, I feel like he's given me this time that I'm learning myself. And I think that's the issue where people go wrong is when you do so much that everybody else is telling you to do. But then when, you know, then you don't know who you are. And that's what I think that's the issue that's within the church that's kind of, we're falling short. And a lot of people are having nervous breakdowns and they're in depression. Yeah. And they're people pleasing. Yep, they're people pleasing. And they're not happy. You know, they're not happy. Yeah. They're finding other outlets to release themselves by food or alcohol or drugs or sex or cheating or lying or stealing or whatever, all in the name of Jesus. So I just choose not to. I just, choose not to do that. I just, you know, because I think I just feel free enough to just live my life as an example of somebody that is just striving every day to live the life that God created me to live. That's, and I didn't even know what that looked like from the beginning or I would have been right about it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like I wouldn't have made the mistake. So just because he picked me up, you know, doesn't mean, you know, and you preaching don't mean you know everything about the Father. He still has so much to reveal about himself through us. And that even makes it even more so, because if he created us in his image and we don't know him like that, then we're going to always be learning about who we are. Right? Because.
Constantly. Yeah. Even like in a marriage, you will never know your husband or your partner completely. When I talk to people that have been married for, you know, years and years, and the one thing they said is you never know the person. You learn something all the time. You know, so we're just vessels, honey. And let me look, Gina, don't make me
girl, I'm just, you know, I'm just happy right now. You know what I'm saying? I'm really happy because, you know, I'm glad that I'm not in bondage. I'm glad that I'm, you know, able to. And I think that's the message that God wants me to deliver, because so many people are restrained to the point where, you know, it's like a nervous wreck. And it's like, that's not the peace that passes all understanding. It's just kind of like, you know, it's like you are you, and God created you in his image. So that's what you got to learn. And yes, you know, a sermon and worship and all of that stuff is very important, because it's confirmation to what's in your soul. It's a confirmation of what Holy Spirit ministers to you and God reveals to you. But with that being said, you can't please everybody. You can't please nobody. I don't care how much they love you. Somebody is not going to like you.
Nope. It doesn't matter. I'm trying to tell you, it doesn't matter. And people that are trying to please their, you know, they're trying to please their families and they're trying to please, you know, you can't. That's just my opinion. I don't think it's something you can't please anyone. You know, people tend to always remember the old you. People never like to, you know, they never like to, what can I say? They never like to accept that you are no longer this push around or this person that they used to could like walk all over. So as soon as you stand up for yourself, baby, we don't love you no more. We don't know you.
Even with that, Gina, and just like you said that, but even with that, when you are, as soon as you make a mistake or as soon as you fall short, it's like they've been like the minions waiting.
Yeah.
They've been waiting. I knew it was going to come, and they might have been waiting for 5 years. It's sad that they would be waiting for 5 or 4 years for you to fall short. But they don't realize what they don't realize is that the same thing, if the freaking people knew what they was doing when they hung Jesus on that cross, they wouldn't have never done it. So trust and believe. As they sitting up there watching you, God has a blessing right where out of that mess, he got a miracle waiting. So let them go on and keep feeling in their hands and, you know, looking and lurking. Let them doing it so they can watch you get raised up, because he has prepared a girl. He done prepared a table in the presence of your enemies, honey. Believe that.
That's right. Stop blocking people. Let them see. Let them see the progress. Let them see what the good Lord is doing for you.
That's right.
That's what you say.
Live out loud.
What you say today is stop blocking.
Live out loud. Okay, well, we got to go. Gina G, go ahead and tell everybody where they can find you.
Well, you guys know that you can find me on all social media sites at Gina G Too Funny, Gina G the number 2 on Instagram, Gina G T O O on Facebook.
Hey, you can go on Gina, our Prince, Instagram. Love you guys for following me, Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, to follow us on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, Facebook. I love you. Stay healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. Loving you until next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.